there probably aren't a whole lot of style trends restaurant line cooks are responsible for, but they did make kitchen and grill tongs every home cook's must-have accessory. Well, this week's check-in with America's Test Kitchen is all about tong to tong tong tong. This is ATK's Lisa McManus talking with our producer, Sally Swift.
Hey, Lisa, great to have you back.
It's great to be here.
So I have a story for you. I was thinking about you guys in my kitchen the other day because I have this seriously bad pair of grill tongs that are worthless for everything. They've never worked. But my husband has put a amplifier in my kitchen at the very top of the cupboard that I can't reach the volume, except I can with those rubber tip tongs. So now they have a really dedicated use. And I'm not one for keeping a piece of equipment that would only work in one place, but I think they've found their home. But it occurs to me, tongs are really badly designed.
Yes, yeah, so many tongs are horrible. They're just either so big and clunky, they look like they're made for Paul Bunyan, you know, or they're so lightly built that they're not really working for serious cooks. They're all flimsy and they have pathetic pinchers and you can't really grab anything and they don't line up and they just sort of flop. And they just make grilling harder than it has to be.
So Lisa, what do you think makes a great pair of tongs?
Well, it really should feel like a natural extension of your hands and it shouldn't make you work harder. It should be about Our ideal one was about 16 inches, weighed about 8 or 9 ounces, so not too light and flimsy, not too heavy to hold up and pick up other heavy things. Pinchers that really meet nicely in the middle and don't get out of alignment. Scalloped head, which the scalloped edges really grab things without ripping or tearing or snagging. A locking mechanism that you can easily open and close with one hand, especially the opening part. Mm-hmm. The closing part, you don't really care. You can use two hands. But the opening, as you're walking toward the grill with your platter of food in one hand and your tongs in the other, it's nice to just be able to pop it on your hip and open it up.
You betcha.
Yeah.
A gunslinger.
Right, exactly.
So how did you test these?
We went through all kinds of things. We tested, we made light foods and heavy foods, round, awkward foods. So we did grilled asparagus spears, we did corn on the cob, we did full racks of Memphis ribs, a whole 10-piece barbecued chicken dish where you have a lot of pieces that have to be moved quickly and they're all different shapes and sizes and you don't want to scrape off a barbecue sauce or rip the skin. We picked up single toothpicks and glass 1-pound jars of salsa. And those really gave us a sense of how controlled they were and how precise they could be. And all of these things really matter because you don't want to have to think about your tongs when you're cooking. You want to be thinking about the food and the fun and what you're going to get to eat.
We have low expectations of tongs, I have to say.
Oh, and we should have higher ones. These are really important.
So, Lisa, what was your winner?
Well, I have them right here.
Of course you do.
They're called the OXO Good Grip 16-inch locking tongs, and they're really the ideal tongs. They are just 8 ounces, so they're not too heavy or too light. They're 16 inches long, gives you enough space from the grill, but not so much that it's hard to pick things up. They're really agile. They're very comfortable. They have a nice springy tension that feels just right. They have the scalloped pinchers that can really pick up a single toothpick or pick up a big, heavy glass jar, no problem. They unlock and lock in a snap. Just push the little tab on the end. And they clean up in the dishwasher, which is ideal.
And that just, is ideal.
They're $15. And if I had to just take one tool out to the grill, it would be these tongs.
You are doing a public service here, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lisa McManus leads all of the equipment testing and ingredient tastings for America's Test Kitchen. You can find details on those grilling tong tests on our website, splendidtable.org.